It's a 7:20 on a a Wednesday morning. We have clear skies, 32 degrees, but heading up to 52. This is almost like spring out there now. Coming up in a few minutes, Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports. Right now, though, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell joining us.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today?
Fantastic. It's beautiful outside.
All right. It is. It got real nice yesterday, and we got a nice day today before Easter Sunday's not looking real good weather-wise right now. Chris Heidemann, the Community Planning and Development Director, is also with us. Chris, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Good morning, Jeff.
Now, there was no city council meeting last night. It was the fourth Monday of the month, so the council had off. But I want to backtrack a little bit. We kind of touched on this a little bit last week, but I want to focus a little more today on the State of the City address that you gave last week at, was that at the White Center? Was that, Center.
Yeah, at their new Craycom Performance Hall. It was just such a fantastic venue, beautiful facility, and just really grateful for Carlton for opening that up for our community, so.
Yeah, it's a real nice facility. That's the one they've been working on for the last year or so, and we've seen the construction. I haven't been in there yet myself. I had some other things going on for the on a Monday night, so I missed it. But let's talk about that. What was the focus for this year's State of the City address?
Yeah, the theme of it really that I really wanted to impress upon people is the power of we. And for those that were there, they saw that theme, hopefully, you know, throughout the presentation, that it really takes all of us to make our community thrive, be a better place. Any one of us alone, right, can maybe make a really major impact. And we had an opportunity to highlight some really great people in our community on Monday night. But it's all of us working together that we will be able to accomplish and actually achieve what we are able to achieve.
Yeah, I like that. That's one of the things I want to bring up is there is some recognition given to some people for the efforts that they've have given in the past year or so, and some real neat things happening within the city.
Yeah.
So tell us about those.
So we added some awards this year, three new awards. Mm-hmm. So the Mayor for a Day essay contest was the first one that we really recognized. Six youth in our community, three from fourth grade and three from fifth grade. And so we gave out, they submitted a Mayor for a Day essay contest, and it was in response to this question. Northfield builds and takes care of streets, sidewalks, and bike trails, and we help run the buses so people can get from place to place. So if you were mayor for a day, what would you do to make it safer and more comfortable for us to get around? And so we had our youth submit essays in response to that question. We got about 56 responses, and so we were really surprised, delighted, and it was just so much fun reading their different responses. So we gave out three winners to our fifth grade: Madison Sevjic from Bridgewater, Riley Schwamm from Prairie Creek, Lola McCarty from Sibley, and from fourth grade, Ben Flory from Sibley, Crystal Palma from St. Dominic, and Grace Mostad from St. Dominic. And those essays are displayed in City Hall, and they'll be displayed, if not already, in our library.
All right.
Yeah, so that was fantastic.
Yeah, it's good to see young people get involved with that.
Yeah, well, they're our future leaders, right? And it's really important for them to imagine how they could make a difference in our community. And engaging them at a young age, I think, is really important because ultimately, this is their community, too. So I really appreciated their participation.
All right. And so, you mentioned several awards. Who else was the honorees of the day?
Right. So we also highlighted Northfield High School junior or senior, Siri Hoff, with a Youth Ethics Award. And Joel Learbrilly and his staff there at the high school really helped to identify a person that had high ethical standards. And Siri's name really rose to the top really quite quickly. And she's been active in Martin Luther King Jr. She's active on our Northfield Human Rights Commission and is really a youth that really exhibits those high ethical standards. And we know in today's world that's just highly important for anybody that steps into leadership is to have a strong commitment to ethics. So it was fun to really highlight her and her achievement with that. And then we also had a Board and Commission Member of Excellence Award, and Bonnie Jean Flom of our Arts and Culture Commission was awarded with that. And that was really such a fun way to honor a volunteer in our community that really gives back. So
Yeah, she has done a great job through the years with the, well, everything that the commission does. She has been just a leader and certainly deserving of that. Congratulations to Bonnie Jean and also to Siri for the awards given out. We have Chris Heidman with us, who is the Community Development Director. And I want to talk about some of the projects, I guess more commercial projects that are going on. Chris, I guess we can start off with, for me, the most visible one, which is right out our back door here, the hotel that's going in right now. Where are we at in that? It looks like the since the snow is starting to melt, they're making some pretty big progress.
Absolutely. The project has actually been making progress even during the deepest, coldest nights of winter. A lot of the actual progress over the winter was interior, and they kind of had to shift projects or shift work around so that while it maybe physically didn't look like it was going up as quickly as one would expect, they were doing a lot of work inside, both in the underground garage area and the first floor area. So,
you know, going outside in the middle of winter time, you could hear some hammers and stuff banging around. Are they working in there? I bet they are. So there were some signs of life in there. Right. As far as the project itself, is that still on track to open up, this fall? Is that the...
Earlier than that, actually. Okay. I would probably leave their own press release and information from the partners on when they're moving forward with the final moves. But they're on target for a late summer opening right now.
Oh, really?
So it's moving back into their target range that they had thought had slipped initially with some of the delays that happened during the late summer of last year.
Boy, it's going to be nice to see that whole thing come together. You know, we've been looking at, I wouldn't call it urban blight, but there has been a big hole there for about a decade or so. And having a hotel there that has this drives the traffic, brings the people, that's going to be a real nice addition. I'm looking forward to that.
It is actually the concept of that entire area was a redevelopment tax increment finance district, and blight is a key part of that. So the removal of those, it was 21 parcels that were assembled to create that redevelopment project. And obviously it took much longer than originally anticipated when the development plan was put together in 2006. Mm-hmm. But with this addition, it's moving forward back on track.
Good to hear. Let's talk about some of the other projects that are going on in Northfield right now. We mentioned that's very visible, but there are many other ones, some more visible than others.
Sure. Well, with commercial activity, related to commercial activity, one of the ones that Mayor Pownell highlighted was the Northfield Hospital and Clinics, the Express Clinic, which is just on South Division, right across from the Econo Foods site. That is an interior remodel and a pretty significant remodel that has been taking place over the last 4 or 5 months or so. And so that's renovation and a little bit of an expansion, but a nice project. We've also been anticipating, Econo Foods has had a renovation project that was planned for the last 2 years, and they had been holding off a little bit, waiting to see about a potential partnership with the city on some other liquor store discussions, but they have actually submitted their building permit as of last week, and that'll be about a $2.5 million project that's slated to completely revitalize the interior of the Econo Foods site over the summer and be ready for full business, I think, prior to defeated Jesse James days.
Boy, if you look at the just over the course of what will be probably about 2 years, that end of town, we've got, of course, Eminent Brewing. We've got the Armory, Armory Square project. As you had mentioned, the Express Clinic put on by the Northfield Hospital and all the remodeling that Sterling Drug has done there. It's been a lot with the facilities there. Now, Econo Foods and, of course, the Rojola Street project that's going to be going on. Boy, in a span of 2 years, that is going to look so radically different, that being the south end of Northfield. I'm just amazed at the speed in which all this comes together, and the people who have the business people are putting their money down and having the vision and having the trust in the city of Northfield over the course of the next couple of decades to get their investment back. It's a neat thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention as far as those businesses go?
Just maybe to touch on that, there will be some construction coming on that people will see along Highway 3 very shortly, South Highway 3 near Clinton Lane. And that's a bank project, Farmers State Bank.
Okay.
The other sister bank facilities that are in that partnership are from Denison and West Concord, Minnesota. So it's a small chain bank that's expanding in Northfield and bringing a Highway 3 bank location there that will be under construction very shortly.
Oh, wonderful. And that's at Clinton Lane. I'm trying to think, where's Clinton Lane at?
Well, it's on the east side, just south of, I guess there's the tire shop, the former Tires Plus. I think it's Big O Tires now.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That location. That's Clinton. South of the clinic.
Okay. Good location for them.
And then the other part of that site maybe is a little further off this summer, but additional development is anticipated for the last remaining outlot on that site as well.
All right. And of course, the biggest project for this coming year will be out by the hospital, facility for elder care. Is everything from the standpoint of the city, have all the permits and everything been filed? Are we on course? Are we on track to start that this year?
We are absolutely on track to start that. The actual site plan review process is the next step. But the development agreement that the council went through set the stage for that. So we have the preliminary review, sort of a first step in that review process, actually next week. We anticipate that the final development review committee process there that would approve the site plan administratively will happen later in April. And the building permits probably to follow in early May. So they're looking at early June as their start date as well.
Well, you know, we've had some big projects, especially downtown here with Carlton, last year, putting the big addition on the Crakeham Center or to the White Center. But this year, those building permits are going to be adding up to a pretty tidy sum as well. That's building in Northfield is doing very well.
Right. The commercial permits, they add up generally, and that's great that we've got some big projects this year. Actually, you know, the Whites was completed in 2017, but right on its heels there, and it's definitely good to note the base that we have from a construction project standpoint and all the employment that it creates. Mm-hmm. The actual Carlton Science Center project is actually going to dwarf the Whites as far as the size and scope of a project. Actually, the amount that Mayor Pownell listed in the State of the City address was a 60-some million-dollar project, but that's actually just the building permit application. The total project will exceed $100 million. They're also replacing their heating plant as a part of that project, their district heating plant. Mm-hmm. So it's something like a $120 million project over late 2017, all the way through 2018, and completion anticipated for 2019.
Wow, that is some big stuff going on.
It is pretty amazing, and I think it just really highlights for us, Jeff, that it's our community development department at the city. It's our streets and public works department. It's our business owners in our community that have chosen to invest in our community to build their businesses here. And just gets back to the theme of the State of the City, that it really takes all of us believing that we can make things happen and working together to see it through. So it's just really exciting time, and just really appreciative of our city staff because we have great people here doing great work. I think it really makes a significant impact on how things function within our city.
All right. Let's talk about one thing while we have you here. And that's, a year ago we were talking about putting together a strategic plan. Now that is together. As far as where you're at following, the implementation of that. Yeah. 1 year later, where are we at?
Yeah. Well, we have an agreed upon plan. That's what we've got. And I think some of portion of that, we're getting going, moving on that. Identified six strategic priority areas: economic development, housing, infrastructure, diversity, equity, inclusion, operational effectiveness. And what am I missing? One more. Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So a community that's sustainable and resilient, right? And so all of those areas are actually really important, and they're going to guide our work moving forward over the next 3 years. And there's such a great potential here, and I'm really excited to keep us moving in a really positive direction. But again, it gets back to the theme of the presentation, that it doesn't take just one person to move this. It takes all of us working together, finding creative, out-of-the-box solutions, staying with a really positive working atmosphere. Because when you trust one another, when you work well with one another, more things get done, and they get done in a better fashion. And so I'm just really excited to continue working with the council, with our city staff, with the community as a whole, because when we do that, we'll accomplish so much more and achieve our potential. So just wanted to also just say thank you to Carlton again for their partnership with the Rotary and the Chamber of Commerce. Really appreciated their support in the State of the City address. We had different council members there as well, and it was just a really great opportunity to bring everybody together.
All right. Chris, anything to add to that, or do we, anything either one of you would like to add to that?
I think the video is up for the State of the City address, and that's on the City of Northfield's website. One of the main goals of this was to make that more widely available to the community as a whole, and I think we've done that, and it's available out there for anybody who would like to watch it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, as well as Community Development Director Chris Heidemann. You're listening to 95.1 FM AM 1080 KYMN Northfield, Minnesota. Terry in 2 minutes with local news, McNiff news, and a side of sports on the way.
Minnesota News Network, good morning. I'm Bick Smith. Governor Mark Dayton opposes a bill that would allow Enbridge to upgrade its Line 3 pipeline in northern Minnesota, saying it tramples the authority of the Public Utilities Commission. Roseau Representative Dan Fabian responds the project has broad and strong support in his part of the state.
I just want to move this project along, and I'm supporting the people of northern Minnesota in this.
Opponent Greg Borchi from Duluth warned lawmakers their committee hearing comes as Christians celebrate Holy Week.
This is the week that Jesus disrupted business as usual, turning over the tables in the temple, saying, stop the exploitation of poor people.
Meanwhile, officials in Lake Elmo say they are shutting down one of the city's water wells and towers because of pollution concerns. Some residents in the East Metro city have been dealing with brown water due to decades-old dumping by 3M of perfluorinated chemicals. A recent lawsuit over PFCs was settled in court. Lake Elmo water will come from other city wells and towers for the time being. Governor Dayton is pushing Republican lawmakers to extend funding for a portion of the state's pre-kindergarten program that is set to expire for 59 school districts and charter schools. Republicans argue it's a better use of taxpayer dollars to target pre-kindergarten funding to areas where young students are struggling. And nearly a third of Minnesota farmers lost net worth in 2017. Dairy farmers saw milk prices plunge over the second half of the year. Dale Nordquist with the University of Minnesota Extension.
And that hasn't changed going into 2018 here, and we don't see any change in that in the near future.
The average dairy farmer received $17.94 per 100 pounds of milk, while production costs averaged $17.24. This is MNN.
And joining us from the KYMN News Center with a look at local news headlines, it's Terry Knight. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jeff. A veteran Northfield teacher and longtime coach has resigned. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman confirmed